This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy Studios in Melbourne, this is the Community Network News, with news from around Australia and around the world. I'm Eric Williams, executive producer of this national program. Here now our presenters from the Melbourne studios, Anthony and Penn.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Penn Franz. New research from Australia's Burnet Institute shows that one in five gay men who are HIV positive don't realise they have the virus. As part of the Suck It and See study, 745 men at gay venues across Melbourne last year were interviewed and gave saliva samples. According to head researcher Dr. Mark Stuve, the surprising results mean that unwitting transmission of the virus is more likely and the take-up of early treatment options less likely. Dr. Stuve says the research has also confirmed that the rate of HIV infection in Melbourne among gay men is around the 10% mark.
A Bill of Rights might be able to pave the way for gay marriage becoming legal in Australia. Former PM John Howard spoke on the issue at a lecture in Perth and says his government was able to ban same-sex marriage as we don't have a document outlining basic rights. Australian Marriage Equality, however, believes that both he and Kevin Rudd are failing to recognise the public's growing acceptance of the issue.
Kangaroo Island looks set to be taken over by the gay community when South Australia's first gay cruise drops anchor at Kingscote in early February next year. Navigation 2, a three-day cruise off South Australia, is attracting interest from across Australia, Europe and the US. South Australia's tourism CEO welcomes the cruise, as do tourist operators on Kangaroo Island. And with the locals extending a warm welcome and plenty of onboard entertainment, cruisers are in for a busy time.
Some of Australia's leading journos have spoken out against homophobia as part of the social inclusion project This Is Oz. Sky News presenters have become the latest supporters of the project, involving themselves in a photo shoot with placards. Among them, finance reporter and openly gay anchor Richard Goncalves, whose message read GFC, Gay Friendly Community.
Gay marriage in the US state of Maine is under threat, with opponents collecting enough signatures to force the new legislation to a public vote in November. Under Maine law, just over 55,000 signatures were needed to force the vote, and around 100,000 were submitted. Supporters and opponents of gay marriage have hit the ground running, with TV ads airing for both sides. And with just 8 weeks to convince Mainers, the Protect Maine Equality Group is struggling to get the numbers it'll need to retain the law.
TV and newspaper ads as part of an Australian Marriage Council campaign on same-sex marriage has begun. It will highlight the unfairness of marriage laws and ramp up support for same-sex marriage. Spokesperson Shelley Ardent, who has a gay son, says the government needs to change its stance.
My son James, the gay one, he contributes to society as much as his straight brother, and I just don't see why, just because of a person's sexual orientation, that they shouldn't be given the same rights.
A new law has come into effect in the UK allowing children born to lesbian couples as a result of fertility treatment to have both lesbian parents named on their birth certificate. The change means that for the first time in the UK, lesbian couples have the same rights as heterosexuals who've used fertility treatment. Critics of the new law claim it will destabilise society, though, by eroding the traditional family.
Hundreds of Aussies have lapped up more than the snow across the Tasman for New Zealand's Gay Ski Week. Bowling, drag karaoke and a whiteout party among the fun and games for the Queenstown event, which finished up last week. Numbers were up for this year's festival on the South Island, which has been running for about 7 years.
And briefly in other news, former Victorian Premier Jeff Kennett has fronted court for a conciliation hearing over anti-gay comments he made in a newspaper interview last year. Melbourne's new quay at Docklands is set to receive a $1 billion makeover over the next 8 years. With its new gay marriage laws taking effect from the start of September, Vermont has joined a select group of US states allowing gay marriage, and high-caffeine energy drinks such as V and Red Bull could be banned in New South Wales, as they're apparently being sold due to a legal loophole.
To Q&N Sport, Melbourne clubs will start returning more for their home games at the MCG, with the ground striking a new and better deal ahead of second week of the AFL finals. Australia are up against England in a one-dayer this Wednesday, and Ford's Jamie Wincup holds the championship lead heading into this weekend's V8 supercars in Phillip Island.
If you're listening to Q&N, we'd like to hear from you. Any gay-related events or news happening in your community, let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been the Community Network News, a national news program from the studios of Joy Radio in Melbourne. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric Williams.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.